So we'll speak out a piece of Svasamas, the Parsha's Kisav. At the beginning of the Parsha, when the Torah is discussing the mitzvah of Bikurim, so the Torah says what the Harsh of Bikurim, what the Makra says when he brings Bikurim. And he says, and Shane, he says, V'martalefnei Hashem alekecha, b'yartei ha-kodesh min ha-bayis, v'gam nesata le-levi le-ger li-yosem al-almano. It's called Vidi Bikurim, where he's going through all the things that he's done. K'chom etzisecha shartzi v'isani, lo-yavarti mitzisecha v'loi shekachti. I wasn't over on any of the mitzvahs, v'loi shekachti, and I didn't forget. Zachazal, the Gemara says, Rashi brings it down. What does it mean, loi shekachti, I didn't forget? Rashi says, loi shekachti me-levarech al afrashas maisus. I didn't forget to make the bracha on afrashas maisus. Fekte chedush harim. So Semes brings this down from a Zayda. Fekte chedush harim, brachas is the Indian of Derabanan. It's a chiv Derabanan to make a bracha. It's not a chiv deraisa, except for chalta v'sevato v'rachta, except for berachas hamazon and possibly berachas ha-toira. All brachas that we make, and definitely when it comes to brachas and chumas ha-maisus, is Derabanan. What does the Torah mean? V'loi shekachti, I didn't forget for making a bracha. Brachas is Derabanan. Why is it mentioned in the Torah? It's not a smachta. It's mentioned as part of the vidu bikurim. It's saying v'loi shekachti, I didn't forget to make a bracha. Second of all, What is the idea of loy shechachti, not forgetting, have anything to do with the idea of bracha? Loy shechachti can mean a lot of things. Where do Chazal see bechlal? And the word loy shechachti, I didn't forget, that it means I didn't forget to make a bracha. Zakhti chedushim apal dekavar. And this is brought down in Sfasemes. Sfasemes says that, it says come out the same thing in chedushim. He says, b'shem adani avi zikni, moiri v'rabi zel, al mashamar v'loi shechachti me'levorech al afrashas maises. He says, the birchas ha-mitzvah over l'asiyas. We know that there's a chiyiv, and Moram Sachem brings this down of the Zayin Amid Beis, that there's a chiyiv, every bracha we make a bracha over l'asiyasam. The Gemara says, what does over l'asiyasam mean? What's the lashon of over l'asiyasam? Over l'asiyasam means before a person does the mitzvah, there's a chiyiv to make the bracha. The Gemara says, where do we learn it out from? So the Gemara says, we learn it out from the pasuk. The pasuk says, the pasuk says, "Vayaratz achimadz derech kikar, vayaver sakushi, and vayaver sakushi." The Gemara says, even though yaver normally should mean, and he passed by, it means something which already took place. Zakti Gemara, we see over here, vayaver sakushi. He was going to in front of the kushi. Zakti Gemara, that means a lashon of lashon lagdume, and therefore we know that when the Gemara says a person needs to make a bracha over lasiyasin, so over lasiyasin would normally mean the way we would simply touch after he did the mitzvah already over, which means past avar, he already did the mitzvah over lasiyasin. Zakti Gemara, we see this lashon in the pasuk, a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, that the word over could also mean before, and therefore a person needs to make a bracha over lasiyasin before he does the actual mitzvah, and that's the way pasukin by all mitzvahs. Frekta chedush harim, frekta svasemes. So why doesn't it just say make the bracha kaidem mitzvasan? Right, the Gemara says that we make a bracha over lasiyasin, which makes it sound like a simple reading of the translation is after the mitzvah, and then the Gemara goes, my mashma, that over lasiyasin means before. The Gemara brings a pasuk and Shmuel brings that the word avar means before, and the Zakti Gemara, that's what it means over lasiyasin. So right, the Chedush Rim, just say, you make a bracha before a mitzvah. It uses this odd lashon, the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara has to prove from a pasuk that over can mean before. Just say, we make a bracha kaidem a mitzvah. Well, what's the Indian in saying over lasiyasin, and then switching around, that the word over can also mean before. Zakti Chedush Rim, a very pasha dezach. The ikr chiyiv for a person to make a bracha when a person is doing a mitzvah, the etzim should only be after a person already finishes doing the mitzvah. Right, a person's done the mitzvah already, and what does he do after doing the mitzvah? You sit in the sukkah, you shake lulav, you put on tefillin. After you finish putting on the tefillin, as you're taking the tefillin off, you say, Rabbanu Shem, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to put on tefillin. You're thanking the Rabbanu Shem. It's a schus. It's like a berachas hanan. And you thank the Rabbanu Shalom for the hana, the spiritual hana that you got by putting on tefillin, by sitting in a mitzvah, by sitting in a sukkah, by shaking lulav. Whatever mitzvah you did, you're thanking the Rabbanu Shem kaviyachal after you already finished the mitzvah. That the ikar shvach that you're giving the Rabbanu Shem is after the mitzvah. Now, that's what he says. Achim esvar tzarech leiz a bracha achar kima mitzvah. But etzim, the bracha should be over lasiyasin, like the pasuk shot in the Gemara. No pasuk, the reading of the words of translation, it should be over lasiyasin after you already do the asiyah, after you already finish doing the mitzvah, to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for the fact that you were able to give shenaisin shvach vahida, shezoch alakayim a mitzvah. I'm thanking Hashem for that I was able to be makayim the mitzvah. Zokte svasem, zokte chedushurim, a yid who's davak to the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't wait until the mitzvah is finished, until he finishes doing the mitzvah, to then thank the Rabbanu Shem for the schus that he had to be able to daven a shachbris, to put on tefillin, to be able to wear tzitzis, to be able to do the mitzvahs. A yid doesn't wait until he finishes doing the mitzvah. Rak derech ish yisrael shekoydem kol davar makdem ha'idol Hashem yizbarach. Before the yid gets involved in actually doing the mitzvah, right away he says, Rabbanu Shem, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to do this mitzvah. A person who lives in the world of kaychi ve'aytim yadi, a person who lives in the world of what's up to him, so he says, okay, Rabbanu Shem, You know, I'm the one that bought the tefillin. I'm the one that built the sukkah. I'm the one that bought the lulav and esreg. I'm the one that bought the megillah. I'm the one that's doing the mitzvah. It's me. I'm the one that created the opportunity for myself to do the mitzvah. I set myself up to be able to do this mitzvah. And therefore, it's my mitzvah after I have the mitzvah. So I thank the Rabban Shem. Thank you, Rabban Shem, for giving me the schus, the hana that I had out of the mitzvah. Because I recognize that the hana ruchni comes from the Rabban Shem. That's a person who's not mamash davak tashem. Bezaktes Hashem is a person who's davik to Hashem, a person who's connected to Hashem. He walks in to do the mitzvah. He says, Rabban Hashem, I recognize that the only way I have the opportunity to do the mitzvah is because you allowed me to do the mitzvah. Right? The Talmud Dvar talks about this. The Ramah talks about this, the beginning of Talmud Dvar, that every move that we make, every breath that we breathe, we're only able to do it because Rabban Hashem allowed us to do it. He's talking about the Tzad Ra, when a person does a veris, but Kavachayim, when a person does mitzvahs, we're only able to do that which we're able to do because Rabban Hashem sets us up and allows us to do it. So when we come in to daven a shachris, be'etzem, yeah, there's a hana which comes after davening good shachris. But at the beginning of davening, at the beginning, before we put on tefillin, we say, Rabban Shalom, I'm holding a pair of tefillin. And I may have spent $1,400 on this pair of tefillin, and I may have slept myself out of bed this morning to put the tefillin on, but I recognize that it's only because you gave me life today that I'm able to put on tefillin. It's only because you gave me the parnas that I'm able to buy the tefillin. It's only that because you made me a yid that I'm able to put on the tefillin and be mekayim a mitzvah. Rabban Hashem, I recognize that everything that I have, every opportunity that I have to do a mitzvah, only comes from you. And therefore, Zakta Chidushim, Zakta Svasem, before a yid does a mitzvah, he right away says, Rabban Hashem, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to even be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah. Zaktis Vasem is, that's why in Lashon the Gemara Psachim it says, Oyver Lasiyasan. The Gemara says, Oyver Lasiyasan, and then it says a drasha that the word Oyver could also mean before. Because the Pasha Pshat is the real Chiyav and a Bracha should really come after a mitzvah. After you had the Ana, after you enjoyed the Chalta Vesavata Uverachta. You enjoyed, you ate a Ruchnias, Savata, you were satisfied, Uverachta. You thank Hashem, thank you, Rabban Hashem, for giving me the Svia, the satiation that I had from the Ruchnias in the mitzvah. But Zaktis Vasemes, a Yid can't do that. A Yid who's Davak to Hashem, he walks in, he says, Rabban Hashem, I recognize Hashem Sefasei Tiftach, Afi Agetil Sechach. I can only daven a Shemena Esrei if you give me the Kayach. I can only do any mitzvah if you give me the Kayach. And therefore, a Yid says, I don't know whether I'm going to have Hanaf in this. I don't know whether I'm going to enjoy this. I don't know whether things are going to go well. Rabban Hashem, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to do this mitzvah. And therefore, a Yid says that Oivar, even though Ba'etzim means after, a Yid, Klal Yisrael, teaches up that the word Oivar also means before. Also means Lashon HaKdumei means Lashon before. Zaktis Vasemes, now it's very clear to us why the word V'loi Shechachti is referring to brachas. So Sema says, it doesn't mean Loi Shechachti, I didn't forget to make a bracha. Because like we said, brachas are the Rabbanah, brachas are not the Reisa. Loi Shechachti means, I don't forget the Rabbanah Shalom. A Yid who doesn't forget the Rabbanah Shalom recognizes that every moment of his life, he only has because the Rabban Hashem is giving him opportunity for that moment. And he's able to thank the Rabban Hashem before, as the world of the brachas, he's able to thank the Rabban Hashem before he even does anything. Thank you, Rabban Hashem, for giving me the opportunity to be right here. But a person can thank his, you know, be grateful to his wife after a first year anniversary for the fact that they went through a year and everything that they gained throughout the year. But then there's also, Pasha, thank you for coming into the relationship with me on day one. I don't know what's going to be. I don't know how it's going to turn out. But thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to create a relationship. And a Yid that's Loi Shechachti, a Yid that doesn't forget Hashem, recognize I don't just need to thank the Rabban Hashem for what I got. I also need to thank the Rabban Hashem for the opportunities that I got. For every opportunity that I have in my life, I say, Rabban Hashem, thank you for giving me this opportunity. Thank you for giving me another schus to be able to do a mitzvah, for setting me up to be able to be successful in the world of Avodah Zarah. And that's what a real bracha is. Avodah Zarah bracha after for the hana, but the brachas also come before. A person who's Loi Shechachti, a person who's 100% davak in Hashem, and recognize that everything and everything he gets in life is from the Rabban Shalom. Thanks Hashem for the opportunities that he has. We should be zeichet to have many opportunities to do mitzvahs, to have hana in the mitzvahs. We should be zeichet to make a bracha before. Mitzvah Shem Echalta V'Sevata Ovirachta, to enjoy the mitzvahs, make a bracha sana after.